Kana'i Olovalu was launched by the Native Hawaiian Rolls Commission in July 2012 to register members of the state's officially recognized indigenous people, the Kanaka Maoli. Registration was extended in March and closed May 1st. Commission consultant Norma Wong.
We now stand at 125,631 registrations, and we have about 4,500 additional registrations to be entered into the database, which will take us well over 130,000. We have registrations from all 50 states, 82% of which reside in the state of Hawaii.
The number also includes Native Hawaiians overseas, 20,000 under the age of 18, and 3,000 incarcerated members. The list is expected to be certified in late June, and delegates elected to attend a gathering, or AHA, which is tasked to develop a constitutional framework. Again, Norma Wong.
If they stayed on schedule, then the AHA would be like in the October or November timeframe, with the hopes that the AHA would complete its work and that we would be able to go back to the electorate with a vote sometime around the 122nd commemoration of the overthrow.
That would be January 17th next year. The timeline is an ambitious one, but Senate Hawaiian Affairs Committee Chair Maile Shimabukuro says lawmakers stand ready to see what the delegates come up with.
Through the Act 195, I really believe that we did make a commitment to the Hawaiian people to let them self-determine. Well, there'll be a body that negotiates with the state of Hawaii for benefits and different privileges and rights that they think that they're entitled to based on their status.
Native Hawaiians who opted not to sign up or register are not listed on the rolls. Non-Hawaiians are also excluded, but Senator Clayton He says the issue can be revisited by the legislature in the future, as it was the original intent of the law.
The strength of the Hawaiian nation is dependent on its ability to include non-Hawaiians. I myself am a product of a non-Hawaiian father, and many non-Hawaiians live on homestead land because they married a Native Hawaiian. That's simply a part of the human dynamics, and that is part of the diversity in Hawaii.
Senator He says at the time of the overthrow in 1893, there were many non-Hawaiians who were citizens of Hawaii, and that will not change. Rolls Commissioner and Chairman, former Governor John Waihe'e, says the restoration of Native Hawaiian self-governance will provide a stronger voice for land and resource preservation issues, but Governor Waihe'e also believes there will be opposition based on legal grounds.
There will be challenges. There will be people who just believe that self-governance should not take place. They're wrong, obviously, but we'll have to face it when it happens.
Governor Waihe'e says the focus should be on how self-governance will benefit all the citizens of Hawaii. There are an estimated 250,000 people of Native Hawaiian ancestry in the United States, with more than half residing in Hawaii. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.